The Longevity Economy by Dr. Eric Plasker. The world is witnessing a revolution. As life expectancy increases and birth rates decline, a significant shift is taking place in the global economy. And this shift is powered by older adults. This shift is known as the longevity economy. It represents a dynamic economic force driven by the growing population of people aged 50 and older. Understanding the longevity economy is crucial for individuals, businesses, and policymakers as it holds the potential to reshape industries, influence economic trends, and redefine societal norms. What it is, the longevity economy refers to the economic activities generated by and for people aged 50 and older. This demographic is rapidly expanding, and their economic power is significant. In the United States alone, the 50-plus population is responsible for more than half of all consumer spending, which translates to trillions of dollars in economic activity. Globally, this trend is mirrored as aging populations become prominent in many countries. Who and how much? For the first time in the U.S., the 50-plus population includes four generations: the GI generation born 1901 to 1926, the Silent generation born 1927 to 1945, the Baby Boomers born 1946 to 1964, and Generation X born 1965 to 1980. While each of these groups has distinct needs, preferences, and spending patterns, they all contribute to the economic force of the longevity economy. Additionally, this demographic is diverse, including people from various socioeconomic backgrounds, cultures, and health statuses. Regardless of their diversities, according to an AARP study, this economic force contributed $8.3 trillion to the U.S. economy in 2018. That puts them just behind the U.S. and China when measured by gross domestic product, and right before Japan. Globally, in 2020, the 50-plus population contributed $45 trillion to the global GDP, or 34% of the total. What it means for individuals, the longevity economy represents both opportunities and challenges. On the one hand, it highlights the potential for older adults to continue contributing to society through work, entrepreneurship, volunteering, and other activities. Many people are choosing or needing to work longer, either out of financial necessity or a desire to remain active and engaged. On the other hand, it underscores the need for individuals to plan for longer lifespans, which includes saving adequately for retirement and working to assure their lifespan matches their health span. In the bigger picture, the longevity economy is a transformative force. It challenges traditional notions of aging, retirement, and the workforce. Industries are being reimagined to cater to the needs and desires of an aging population. Along with challenging traditional notions, this group will stimulate job growth as they create a demand for new products and services. The big picture, the importance of the longevity economy cannot be overstated. It represents a significant shift in the global economic landscape and has far-reaching implications for individuals, businesses, and governments. Here are a few key reasons why the longevity economy matters. Economic growth. The spending power of the 50-plus demographic drives substantial economic growth. Companies that recognize and cater to this market can unlock new revenue streams and drive innovation. Job creation. As industries evolve to meet the needs of and to tap into the wisdom of an aging population, new job opportunities are created. Social impact. It challenges ageism and promotes a more inclusive society with the perspective that older adults should be valued for their experience, wisdom, and continued contributions. Policy implications. Governments need to consider the longevity economy when developing policies. Ensuring that older adults continue to be able to participate in the workforce as well as access the resources and support they need is crucial for a stable and prosperous society. Global implications. The world is grappling with the challenges of an aging population. However, the longevity economy offers a framework for harnessing the potential of older adults. This shift in perspective is essential for sustainable global development. Defying expectations at the 100-year lifestyle, we are constantly sharing stories of nonagenarians and centenarians who are defying expectations. We have long said that they are showing us the way as we share their stories. These are stories of ongoing personal and professional growth, love of adventure, and continuous desire to learn and experience. Clearly, many of them are living a life without limitations. In Joseph Coughlin's book, The Longevity Economy, Unlocking the World's Fastest-Growing and Most Misunderstood Market, he talks about how this group is building a striking, unheralded vision of longer life. From his perspective as founder and director of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology AgeLab, Dr. Coughlin goes on to say that our belief of old age is made up and delusional. That this belief creates limits, more so than the actual process of aging. And you? Are you a member of the longevity economy? If you aren't now, you will be someday. Are you looking forward to and preparing for the future? Do you plan on being an active, participating member of this growing, powerful community? The fact is, as life expectancy continues to rise, the economic contributions of older adults will only become more pronounced. For each of us, embracing the opportunities and addressing the challenges presented by the longevity economy is essential. Only by doing so can we create a future where people of all ages can thrive. If you're living your ideal 100-year lifestyle and seeing your chiropractor regularly, you can have the peace of mind that you are doing all you can to make sure your health span matches your lifespan. If you're not, it's never too late. There's a 100-year lifestyle provider near you who is ready to get you on the right path. Your best years are yet to come.